Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of Dina de Malchus Adina. We have seen the source for it in the Gemara, Shmuel saying Dina de Malchus Adina. We said that indeed all the poskim agree that Dina de Malchus is Dina, that we have to adhere to the secular law, not only because we are a citizen in a certain place or a resident in a certain place, so we have a civic duty to do so, but the halacha obligates us to adhere to secular law. However, that's just on a conceptual level. We have to get into the details of when does this apply. And we also have seen the various reasons for Dina de Malchus Adina, the social contract between people living in a certain area, or is it because the king, he owns the land and he can make the decisions and he has the ability to evict, to expel somebody from his land. So accordingly, we have to adhere to the dictates he sets out. Various other reasons that we discussed why Dina de Malchus Adina. And our question today is, do we have a basis for the concept of taxation? That if a government or a king or a president legislates, Congress legislates, would the concept, the imperative of Dina de Malchus Adina apply to taxation as well, such that the citizens or the residents would be obligated to pay their taxes? So we're going to start with a Mishnah in Nedarim Chav Zayin on the base that says that there are times that somebody is permitted to make an oath up front, knowing that he will not fulfill the oath. In other words, he knows that he's making a false oath, but he's permitted to do so nonetheless. And it goes like this. The Mishnah tells us these are those that can make a neder. It depends on who you're giving the neder to. If it falls into one of three categories, haragim, those are shodedim, those are bandits that kill people to steal their assets. That are haragim, from the word horeg, killers. So those are bandits. They threaten people, give me your property or I will kill you. Or haramim, those are people that, again, similar concept. They take away people's assets from them. They're strong-arm bandits that take away people's assets and threaten them. That's the second of the three that we're talking about. And the third category is mochsim. Those are tax collectors. So those are tax collectors apparently collecting on behalf of the government. So for those three, we are permitted to make a neder. So an example would be as follows. One of them comes to you, one of those haragim, haramim, mochsim, the bandits, the robbers, the murderers, or the tax collector shows up and says, give me your assets or I will do X to you. It's permitted to make a neder, for example, to say to them, these are not my assets. These assets are truma. I'm calling it truma. I'm declaring to you it's truma. And I'm committing that it's truma. Or that these assets are owned by the king, not owned by me. And they can make a neder to that vein, and in fact, knowing that it is false, in order to save their assets, to shield their assets from being taken by one of these three categories of people. So the Gemara asks on that, but how can you do that in particular with a third of them? We can understand making a swear, an oath to those who are going to kill you, those bandits, the robbers. But how about the third category, the tax collectors? There's a concept, a halachic imperative of Dina de Malchus Adina. The law of the land is the law, and accordingly you have to pay your taxes. If they're collecting, you need to pay. You can't lie in order to get out of paying your taxes. So the Gemara brings two different rationales, two different reasons why it would be permitted to effectively lie in order to get out of paying your taxes. Number one, the Gemara says, b'moche she'ein lo kitzva. This is Shmuel that brings this answer. It's talking about a tax collector that has no end. What does that mean? So it's a tax collector that collects inequitably. And he indeed is a bona fide tax collector appointed by the government, but he collects inequitably, taking out as he so desires, a little bit from this person and a huge amount from that person. And he can decide at whim, he likes this person, he dislikes this person, the person he likes, he may not collect at all, the person he doesn't like, decides against, he's going to collect a huge amount from. So accordingly, because it's an inequitable, unfair tax regime, you do not have to pay, and you can make this false oath effectively in order to get out of paying. So we see from this that the lacking here is not in the appointment of this tax collector. In other words, this is a proper malchus, it's a proper government, and he's an appointed tax collector, but what is lacking here is the dina. We need dina de malchus, a dina, the law, an equitable law, of the malchus of the government is din, we have to adhere to. But if the dina is lacking, not the malchus is lacking, it's a proper government, but the din, it's an equitable law, then it does not have to pay. And the Rashba puts it as this way. Shelo kedin huosa, this tax collector, he's doing something kedlo kedin, it's improper, inequitable. We say dina de malchusa dina, when you have the law of the land that's fair, then we say we have to adhere to it. Ava gzela de malchusa lav dina. When it comes to stealing by the government, and this would be an inequitable stealing by this tax collector on behalf of the government, that we don't have to adhere to, that we don't have to pay. So that's the first answer brought in the Gemara. The second answer brought in the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yanai, the Moches HaOmed Me'elav. This is talking about not an official tax collector who is appointed by the government, but rather a tax collector who has appointed himself. And accordingly, he is trying to collect taxes, but because he's not acting on behalf of the government, he's a bandit, a robber, he's not a normal tax collector appointed by the government, he's not a governmental official, but rather he has a strong arm forced himself on others to collect taxes for him. Accordingly, that would not be something that we need to adhere to. So the bottom line we see from this Gemara is that when we are lacking either Dina or Malchusa, in other words, if it's an inequitable law, even though it's a governmental law, or if it's simply not governmental at all, we have a lack in the Malchusa, then Dina de Malchusa Dina would not apply. But on the flip side of that, if we have a Dina, that's a normal law, an equitable law, and we have it coming from the Malchusa, coming from the chosen government, and it has a din of malchus, accordingly, then we would be obligated indeed to pay the taxes. So it's up to us in the coming days, Amir Hashem, to define what is considered a proper din, a proper law that's legislated by a government we have to adhere to, and what is considered a proper malchusa, the types of governments that din of the malchusa din apply to.